This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Hi, welcome back to Nirvana Sisters. It's Amy and Katie, or at this point, we may be calling our podcast Wellness Junkies, which is our new name, or we think it's going to be our new name. So either works. But Katie and I were talking this week because her skin has been skinning and mine has too. And so we just thought we wanted to share our AM and PM routines really quickly for a quickie episode. So I'm going to kick it off to Katie because she was saying she has perfected her AM routine and I would like to hear it.
Yeah, I think I have finally gotten it down and I have had like really whack skin off and on for a few years. I don't know when we met Natasha Brinkman. It was sometime last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I started listening to her content, I learned that I was doing something very, very wrong with my routine at the time. And okay. I was constantly dealing with breakouts and then super sensitive skin with like patchy dry flakes. And what I realized I was doing is I was using an exfoliant every single day when I'm not supposed to.
Yes.
And I was also using a strong retinol that's too strong for my skin. I wasn't using sunscreen. So there you go. It took me months of like simplifying my routine.
Right. Pairing it back.
Yep. Getting it like all repaired, getting my skin barrier repaired. And I did that by using literally like one, maybe two products. I used La Roche-Posay Tolerane Double Repair Face Moisturizer because it's really, really good for sensitive skin and it is very hydrating.
Okay.
And then I would occasionally use like a Matrixyl or an Argeoline as well. But that was like, I wasn't using any actives for a really long time.
Okay.
And I'm still using very few actives. So not only is my skincare routine like locked in, but it's simple and it's affordable. So
okay.
What's I start
the breakdown?
First thing I do, of course, is wash my face. And I use a La Roche cleanser for that one.
And we'll link everything in the show notes.
We will. Way. Yep. And then I have my Caudalie Vino Pure toner that I just like dab on my face.
Okay. So that's the first thing after you wash.
Yep. Very first thing, because I've read that it's good to have like a little bit of moisture on your face for when you're starting to apply your
yes.
steps, depending on like you can't do that with retinol. So it's the morning. I'm not using retinol. So my next step is my vitamin C. And I was on the hunt for really good vitamin C with ferulic acid for a long time that was affordable because
right.
SkinCeuticals is amazing, has so many great views. We know so many people.
Right, but it's like $150.
It's so expensive. Like, yeah. I don't have it in me to do it. So I tried Skin Diva, who I think we got
Natasha B. recommended. Yep.
And it's great. It really, like, it tightens my skin and it gives me this very glowy finish. And it's also for sure helped with like pigmentation and evening out my skin tone. This has been clutch. And I only introduced this like maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
All right. So there's that. And then the
next thing. So it is cleanse. It is toner.
Tone,
it is
vitamin C.
Vitamin C.
Then I use my moisturizer. And right now I'm bouncing between two. I've got the La Roche-Posay Tolerane Double Repair. I'm still like, this is always going to be, it's very good. It's very
hydrating.
Does
it have SPF in it?
It does not.
Okay.
So I'll get there.
Got it.
And then occasionally I'm like a little too, like a little more dry, probably from my retinol use or just not being hydrated. So I've gotten into Laneige Water Bank.
Oh, I've seen that.
It is incredibly moisturizing and it's really good on sensitive skin. Cause I for sure have sensitive skin.
And you see that? Is that in a pot?
Well, I just have a sample.
Oh, a sample. Okay.
I've been working with samples. I haven't.
That's smart.
Have not tested this for like longer than a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also I'm not using it every day, but I'm using it a couple of times a week. And my skin is tolerating it as well as it tolerates the La Roche.
Okay.
It's just great. A little bit more hydrating.
So it just kind of depends, like winter, summer, or like how your skin's feeling.
Yeah, exactly. And then I finish with my La Roche-Posay Anthelios Tinted Mineral 50 SPF. And I do it with a mix of my Say glowy drops.
So we're doing, yeah.
And this I love because it just like instantly evens out any skin tone. Like it'll hide little blemishes if I have them. It even like hides circles under my eyes. And then the glowy drops. Or it's like,
yeah,
it's, you are glowy. You are like,
and is that sunscreen? That's a tinted moisturizer too.
Yeah, it's a tinted.
Okay. So you don't moisturizing. Even have, that's great.
Exactly. So the nice thing is that like between my moisturizers, I use very little bit of each. So they both last me a long time.
Yeah.
And then a couple days a week, I cycle in my exfoliant and I use Paula's Choice 2% BHA liquid exfoliant with the salicylic acid.
Yeah.
I'm really like this one. My favorite is Dr. Dennis Gross, the pads. But again, they're like $100 for a month.
And you do that in the morning or at night?
I do that in the morning, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
And it gives like really, really, really like glowy, fresh skin. It's amazing.
Right. Like you can tell when you've exfoliated. You like having
I love it. Like I don't think my camera has a filter on it right now. My skin is doing really, really well.
Yeah,
I do have makeup on, but like it's been, you know, it's come.
Really no, I've
it's
noticed
made it through
lately,
the battle.
It's been like, yeah, no, I've noticed it.
What about you? What do you do?
So I do different things too. Now it depends if I'm rushing or if I'm not rushing. Okay. So if I'm just doing a quick and dirty, I wake up, I put micellar water on or splash my face with water, usually just some micellar water, like rinse off, whatever. Then I do, again, depending on the day, I have the, Wise Beauty, your favorite X exfoliating pads that I've talked about on the show before. So those, actually, you can use them every day. I don't use them every day. I probably use them maybe like 5 days out of the week, maybe four, just depends. But if I'm rushing, I may or may not use those. And then after that, I'm talking about I'm rushing. I'm doing the vitamin C from Wise Beauty. So I used to use a vitamin C for like you, but the vitamin C from Wise Beauty also has, it's like vitamin C, niacinamide, maybe squalene, like a few things. So it's like an all-in-one. So that's kind of like, I could just do that and be fine. So I actually mix that with the Say Super Dewy Glowy. So I had that. I like forgot about it. I hadn't used it in so long. And then you recently mentioned it again. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to bust that out again. And I had heard Molly Sims talk about that on her podcast, that she mixes that with her vitamin C. And I was like, I'm going to try that. It's so good. So I mix the vitamin C with the Say Super Dewy Glow, whatever that's called. And then if I'm rushing, I just put on a moisturizer sunscreen. It's actually a sunscreen, but it feels like a moisturizer. The Beauty of Joseon one, you know, the Korean skincare, because it's thin and it doesn't feel like sunscreen at all. And I do that sunscreen and I mix it with the Drunk Elephant bronzy drops. Done. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like when I'm rushing. Like that's what I did today. On a day where I'm not rushing, I will definitely do the exfoliating pad, which takes 2 seconds. Then I do the vitamin C. Then I do a Giraline, which is always great because that like helps your like wrinkles not move. It's almost like Natasha B calls it like Botox in a bottle. It really does like help your face be a little bit more rested looking. Then I do the Skin Fix Barrier Triple Liquid.
Oh, yeah.
Skin Fix Barrier Triple Liquid Collagen and Niacinamide Activating Serum. So this I actually use it morning and night, but again, it just depends on the morning and night, but I do that. And then I do the moisturizer and the bronzing drops. I also sometimes will use that Aveeno Calming Serum, depending on how my skin is, if it's, you know, winter. And then if it's winter and I'm really feeling dry, I'll put on I actually just got this. I haven't fully reviewed it yet. I'm still testing it, but I like it so far. The Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream Plumping and Hydrating Moisturizer. I'll do that in the morning because it's really hydrating. And then I'll put the sunscreen and the whatever. But the sunscreen, the Beauty of Joseon, I've been using it all winter and it's been fine. And I think it's because I put so many other serums on that it like feels hydrated.
Yeah.
So that's been my routine, which has been working really well.
And you don't use a tinted, it's not tinted sunscreen, the Beauty of Joseon. That's why you
know.
No,
I'll do a tinted I'll do a tinted, like I'll use the Say Skin Tint, which is my favorite. I'll use that afterwards. So that's just like an extra because I wouldn't use the Say Skin Tint as like my moisturizer because it's more of like a.
It's more like a concealer kind of.
It's like a tinted, they call it a tinted moisturizer, but it It is a little thick for that. It feels to me like makeup, even though it's not really makeup. I mean, it's so sheer. So I guess you could do that in the summer, but my skin's so dry that like I couldn't use that just as moisturizer. So I will do all that. My skin's set. And then I'll use the Say skin tint or slip tint. I think that's what it calls, just for like a tinted moisturizer. And that has SPF 40, I think, in it. So it's just an extra layer, which is good.
And do you have an eye cream?
Yes. I have a few, again, depending on the day. The main thing I use is, and I believe I reviewed it on the show, but again, all these links will be in the show notes because we're like coming to you with so many products. And by the way, we have an Amazon store, which I don't remember if we've talked about, but all of this will be, if it's on Amazon, in the store. I have that stick. It's
the roller.
The roller stick. I can't remember the name of it, but I reviewed it. And it has, it's just like a caffeine gel.
Yeah,
that's what I use most mornings. At night, I sometimes use that peptide cream that is Depology, but I rarely use that in the morning unless my eyes feel very dry. When I use that gel, that's all I seem to need with then just like a color corrector or, you know, color corrector concealer.
Yeah.
And then I also kind of put those serums and stuff under my eyes. Oh, and then once a week, I do a heavier exfoliator, like a gritty one. I know they say the gritty ones aren't good, but I have one from Shelly Marshall, like a seaweed gritty exfoliator. I forget what it's called, like something goddess. And it's so good. And I use that in the shower, like maybe once a week. And that's the kind of exfoliator when I use it, my skin is so bright and glowy, but you can't use it all the time. I feel like the Molly Sims one, it's very, very gentle, which is why you can use it every day. And it does give your skin like, it exfoliates and it makes your skin look good. But again, that's like gentle and every day. But the one from Shelly, it's not actually harsh at all, but I don't think I would use it every day just because it's like that gritty, whatever. But when I use that, my skin's like, bam. Or sometimes I use it at night before I go out and my skin's like glowing.
Glowy. Yeah. I mean, everybody's skin is different. And so that's why it's super important if you're listening and you want to try some of these products that you like slowly introduce things into your skincare routine, because like you can exfoliate with Molly Sims product every day and you say it's super gentle. Maybe it is super gentle, but I might not be able to use it every day.
Exactly. It's all trial and error.
It's all trial and error without a shadow of a doubt. So I highly recommend, like, if you want to mix up your routine, add something in and just do that for a month. And then like add in the next thing and see how it goes. And if it's
less is more. That's what people we've interviewed, like that's what everybody says, right?
Yeah.
It's like, and it also really depends on how you're feeling and how your skin is feeling, because it's not the same every day. And I also think it's good too to switch products around and not use the same thing all the time. You know, like after a couple months, like you want to change your moisturizer, just change it up after a couple months.
Yeah, you try new things and you do it slowly. You see how your skin reacts. Sometimes what's working for us might not work for you, but it's really, if you pay attention to how your skin feels and looks after introducing one product at a time, then you can make an educated decision if it's working for you. I mean, I would like, sometimes I think like, should I add in an Argeoline and Matrixyl or something? But right now it's so simple. And like every product I use is under $40. It's just nice. It's like very streamlined.
It's working for you.
It's working.
You don't need it. And I also find too, like in the morning, I do less than I do at night. I feel like the night is when you can put on like the serums and the thicker things because they settle in while you sleep.
That's so funny. I do so much less at night. But I have like one killer product that I feel like does all the work. Ooh. So we'll have to talk
PM?
About that next time.
Well, that's going to come in the PM episode. So this was just a quickie hopping on to say hello to you guys, and we'll do a PM routine in the next one. See you next time. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.